Blessed greetings to you all in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Yes, so I'm so privileged and honored to be in this congregation to share with you. So I'm so happy. It is not because I am important. I'm just an ordinary person. Hallelujah. So may the dear Lord bless you as we go through his Bible. Read from the Bible. But before I say anything, Pastor Malcolm shared a bit about Zimbabwe. The church in Zimbabwe, Elim Pentecostal Church of Zimbabwe, sends their love to you all. Hallelujah. So may the dear Lord bless you. They always remember you in prayers, and also we ask you to remember us in your prayers. May the dear Lord bless you. Hallelujah. So I want to leave a few words here about the Vumba massacre, because Elim Zimbabwe and the church in the UK share history. Hallelujah. So on behalf of Elim Pentecostal Church of Zimbabwe Conference Executive Council and Elim membership, I would like to offer our profound gratitude to the Elim Pentecostal Church UK leadership and membership for creating such a befitting site of Vumba Memorial Garden at the heart of the Elim UK headquarters here at Malvin. That's Malvin, West Malvin. Hallelujah. As Elim Zimbabwe, we share our special memories with you all of the gallant men, women, children who sacrificed their lives for life's greatest cause of spreading the gospel and love of our Lord Jesus Christ. Their larger than life service will forever be etched in our memories and Elim history. Indeed, they did not love their lives to the death. We brought this from Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. We are encouraged by the following scriptures. Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may test from their labors and their works. Follow them. Revelation chapter 14, verse 13. Their death was not in vain. The work of God through Elim Zimbabwe is growing. Amen. Hallelujah. I also extend our thanksgiving for your mission support to Elim Zimbabwe in the areas of spreading the gospel through assisting our Bible college, providing health facilities, exemplified by the complete, equipped, and functional Elim Hospital Theater at Katerere Elim Mission, supporting the vulnerable through Project 127, and raising resources for the hearing and speech impaired at Elim Penalonga Primary School, raising humanitarian support in times of droughts and cyclones, to mention but a few. Thank you for your enduring support over the years. We greatly appreciate. May the dear Lord bless you all. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So today, my title is Nurturing and Equipping the Saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. So I draw my text from Acts chapter 1 from verse 1 to 8. I will read. Hallelujah. In my former book, O Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day he was taken up to heaven after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. After the suffering He showed himself to these men and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, whilst he was eating with them, he gave them his command: "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." Verse 6. So when they met together, they asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" He said to them, "It is now not for you to know the times or deaths the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." Hallelujah. May the dear Lord bless you. Hallelujah. You know how nurturing means, and also equipping means. Hallelujah. So if any church wants to grow, if we want to spread the gospel, hallelujah, we have to take the model of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And the model is drawn from this book, the book of Acts. And also, we read also from the Gospels. And now, the author of this book, we can take also from Luke, what happened in Luke, through and read through Acts, and we will understand it all. If I may mention the author of the book of Acts, of the book of the Acts of the Apostle, is Luke, who was a doctor or a physician. Hallelujah. It was written in AD 63. We understand also that Paul died in AD 65, and the temple in Jerusalem was destroyed in AD 70. Hallelujah. So these people, Luke as a doctor, he professionally exposed what really happened, hallelujah, about Jesus himself, hallelujah. So he said, in my former book, referring to the book of Luke, he says, in my former book, O Theophilus, in my former book, O Theophilus, I've covered about what the Lord Jesus do and teach, hallelujah. Write down, if you may write down, do and teach. If you may say something to your neighbor, that do and teach. Hallelujah. Right. Jesus was a great communicator. If you want to be a great communicator, you must be receptor-oriented. And Jesus was the best communicator. And he was also the greatest teacher. Hallelujah. So if we read clearly from Mark chapter 3 from verse 13, it is said, Jesus, hallelujah, went into the mountain and chose the disciples whom he wanted. Whom he wanted. Hallelujah. So if we look carefully, why whom he wanted? He chose some people who were committed. He chose those people who were doing something. Remember, he did not choose lazy people. He chose the people who were already working. Remember, he took John right from the sea where he was, him and his colleagues were busy fishing, and that day they had toiled all the night, toiling all the night means these people, they are hardworking. Hallelujah. So we ought to work. We ought to avail ourselves, even in the house of the Lord. We ought to avail ourselves, even in our homes. We need to create such an environment, hallelujah, that is good for the family and the community we live. Hallelujah. So Jesus picked such people. If I may prove to you again that he went to Andrew, Philip, those guys were already John's followers, John's disciples. They were already working. He picked also some tax collectors. Yeah? Hallelujah. These people were busy working, and he chose them. He wanted them because they were already busy working, and they were committed to their works. Hallelujah. If I may give an example of Paul, maybe just to help us understand, he chose Paul because Paul, even formerly, he got converted. He was committed. Hallelujah. He was committed. And Jesus saw that if I turn this man, he will spread the gospel like veiled fire. And he got converted. Hallelujah. So when he took these people, of course, the crowds were following him. That was also a challenge. But Jesus remained focused to the purpose he came for. Whenever we are serving the Lord, we must be focused. Of course, there are some things that can attract us, but we need to remain focused. Of course, there is time when he healed the sick. Not all the people were healed by Jesus during his time, because he was focused to train, to equip, to nurture and equip those whom he had chosen. The second thing he did, he gave them condition, a command that he should be with them, with him. They should be with him. They should be with him. Remember, these people, these guys had their own families. And he said, you have to be with me. Why? It is because studying and learning at Jesus' feet is more beneficial. Face to face with him. I am reminded by Paul, who said, I stood at the feet of Gamaliel. Hallelujah. Proving clearly that he said he stood face to face with Gamaliel. And he tapped a lot from Gamaliel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, I would rather be with Jesus. Hallelujah. At Jesus' feet is the best place to be. You can learn and tap a lot about the kingdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the book of Acts, how Luke wrote it, it is an extension, hallelujah, of Luke, the book of Luke. That's why he is referring to the same person who is called Theophilus. And he is now saying, I am now covering about, hallelujah, the second book, which is the book of Acts. The book of Acts is the great book, because why? It bridges the Old Testament and the New Testament. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. This is the book of Acts. Speaks in the living. Speaks in the presence. Speaks in the presence. Hallelujah. Tell somebody who is next to you that the book of Acts speaks in the presence. Hallelujah. It speaks in the presence till Christ comes. It ends by chapter 28. And there is in action. It ends in chapter 28 in action. And it has got an open door for continuity. Hallelujah. An open door for continuity. And we shall continue and continue because it gave a stick to the next generation to continue. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This book is different from other doctrinal letters because it bridges the Old and the New Testament. Because that's where the history of the church, the new church, started. Hallelujah. So it's a very important book. So Jesus began to do and teach. Doing means that Jesus taught his disciples practically. He also taught his disciples theoretically. Hallelujah. Theory and practice must go hand in hand. You cannot separate the two. You cannot make somebody graduate on theory alone. There is need for practice so that in the end, he or she knows what she's doing. Hallelujah. So Jesus was the greatest teacher. He would heal the sick. If you read from John 20, 30, says Jesus did many miraculous signs and wonders before his disciples. He demonstrated before his disciples. And it is said now, these were written so that when you go through the book of John, you will understand and know that Jesus is the Son of God. And by believing, then you'll be saved. Hallelujah. So doing, hallelujah, and teach go hand in hand. Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. How many of you may need to stay? I'm so grateful. I heard that this church is running a Bible school. That is great. Can we clap hands for this church and its leadership? You can't grow a church without a Bible school. You can't, because you need resource personnel to run the church, to extend the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. So I'm very grateful to hear that this church is running a Bible school. Hallelujah. So as we go deeper and deeper, he says from the book, after he taught them fully for 3 years, 3 years in a class of Jesus, he taught them in different places, sometimes on top, on mountain tops, sometimes by the seaside, sometimes anywhere which was good, which was secluded, because he would choose to be away from the crowds so that he can have quality time with his disciples. Hallelujah. So he taught them also when he came, we heard that he, after his death, after training all his disciples, he went to the cross and died. Hallelujah. So that our sins may be forgiven. He rose from the dead. Hallelujah. He defeated the grave. Hallelujah. He defeated death. The sting of death was defeated. Hallelujah. So he rose and gave us hope, gave his disciples hope. But when he rose from the dead, he went and be with them for 40 days. The first thing he did was to convince them that he was alive. He was alive. Your Jesus is alive. Hallelujah. Your Jesus is alive. We preach the living Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The living Jesus who defeated death. Hallelujah. So he taught about the kingdom. We are sons and daughters of the kingdom. We are sons and daughters of the kingdom. We are supposed to behave in such a way of being a son and a daughter of the kingdom. Jesus is the king of the kingdom. Amen. Hallelujah. So, what the children of God are supposed to do? Hallelujah. When we think about the kingdom, Jesus through and through taught his disciples about the kingdom. One day, when the disciples asked him to pray, say, teach us how to pray. He said, our Father who art in heaven, hallelujah. There is a part when he says, thy kingdom come, hallelujah. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This is the plan of Jesus, to bring the kingdom from heaven to earth. Hallelujah. So the kingdom is on earth. But there is something you and me should do. The purpose of God is for you, for him to establish his kingdom through using me and you. Amen. Hallelujah. So your prayer this morning is to say, oh God, let me become a vessel that you can use to extend his kingdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 26, says, we are seated with him in the heavenly realm. You are here today, but spiritual in the same way. You are seated in the heavenly realms. You share in the heavenly realm. You have a seat in the heavenly realm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, we are seated with Jesus. What we should do in the kingdom, you must love the kingdom. Love the kingdom, preach the kingdom, think the kingdom, meditate about the kingdom, talk about the kingdom, sing about the kingdom. In business, do the kingdom way. Expand the kingdom. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. In your business, expand the kingdom way. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Be a kingdom neighbor. Hallelujah. Grow your children in the kingdom way. We must nurture our children in the kingdom way. We must not leave them go astray. We are supposed to bring them together and do the way we are supposed to do the kingdom way. In the kingdom, there are ethics. Hallelujah. We should follow. Hallelujah. The kingdom must have influence. We are the salt and light. It has to do with planning. When he was talking about the kingdom, it's all about planning. It's all about strategic planning. Hallelujah. After teaching. And also in the same way, Jesus gave them what we call charge. Because these were his last words before he ascended to heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The kingdom has to do with geography. Why am I saying from verse 8? Therefore you shall be my witnesses from Jerusalem, Judea, hallelujah, and to the Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the world. The kingdom has no limitations. We are given a mandate to spread the word over all the world. So we are not limited. We are supposed to extend the kingdom to the uttermost parts of the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. So he charged them. Of course, I said all these were his last words before his resurrection, after his resurrection. He gave a command and said, tarry ye in Jerusalem. Tarry ye in Jerusalem. Tarry ye in Jerusalem. Because when you nurture, you equip, you need, there is another equipping of the Holy Spirit. Wait in Jerusalem. Hallelujah. There you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes. Hallelujah. You shall receive power. Yes, of course, you can train. Hallelujah. Theoretically, you can also train practically. But without the power of the Holy Spirit, you can do nothing. Hallelujah. You need to be anointed by this power. I want to tell you, when the Holy Spirit comes to you, you'll never be the same. You'll be changed into a different character. Hallelujah. Actually, it is the power that powers you, that puts you on. It's the power that puts you on. When you have a power bank, it's supposed to serve as a backup. When your phone runs out of power, you need the power that powers the phone. Hallelujah. Once you are weary, hallelujah, you need this resource of the Holy Spirit to power you. Hallelujah. Isaiah says, those that wait upon the Lord shall receive, shall renew their strength. Hallelujah. We need this power because we don't have, sometimes we don't have. When you don't have this power, you need this power. Hallelujah. So the disciples waited in Jerusalem. Hallelujah. And when, during that time, as I finish, it was the day of Pentecost. They were waiting. Hallelujah. And there were some guys there, some other people who had come from all the world, hallelujah, all over the world to celebrate the feast of the Pentecost at the temple. And these guys, the disciples, 120, were also waiting in reality for the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. In upper room. So when the power of God came, there were some people there at the temple waiting in shadow for this day of Pentecost. But there were some, these people were living in the shadow. And this small group was living in the reality, waiting for the day of Pentecost. When that day came, we hear that the Holy Spirit did wonders. He came in power upon every flesh, about 120 people who were there, and they started speaking in tongues. Hallelujah. That invited a number of people who were from the temple, more than 3,000, they came, hallelujah, and gathered there. It was strange to them, of course. This day is when the Holy Spirit availed a big crusade like never before. Hallelujah. These people came and they say, maybe they are drunk, and say, How can you say they are drunk? They were arguing to each other. Hallelujah. And say, now look, how can you say they are drunk? Because I hear my Spanish language. Hallelujah. And somebody, a Jewish, said, I hear my own language. An African say, I hear my own native language. Oh, so these people are not drunk. So because Peter was now filled with power, he stood in power. He stood with boldness and started to address these people. Hallelujah. The word of God says he lifted his voice. Hallelujah. And started to address these people. He spoke in power. Hallelujah. And say, oh, people, this event, hallelujah, in this event, we are not drunk as you suppose. We are actually, this is the prophets, what the prophet said is fulfilled. He quoted from Prophet Joel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And he spoke about Jesus, that Jesus whom you nailed, hallelujah, on the cross, hallelujah, has become the chief cornerstone, hallelujah, amen, rose from the dead. Oh, I thank the Lord. So, when these people heard this word, they were cut to their hearts, and they said, Peter, what then shall we do? Peter, tell us, what shall we do? Remember addressing more than 3,000 people. I don't know. These days we use the amplified instruments. Hallelujah. But on this day, the Holy Spirit amplified Peter's voice. And it was heard by everyone. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord. That was a miracle. And 3,000 came to the Lord. Peter said, come to the Lord, you and your family, and be saved. Hallelujah. The word of God encourages us this morning that we need to come to the Lord, all of us and our families. Hallelujah. So that we can be baptized. So that we can get converted. And hallelujah. May the dear Lord bless you this morning.